Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today's topic I really wanted to cover is balance and how the power of bringing balance into your life is pretty much the secret to everything. Quite a big topic there. It's the secret to everything, guys. No, but seriously, I believe that balance is so important. And I feel like balance has been a big theme of my week this week. So I felt like this was the perfect time to bring this topic to the podcast to maybe give you guys listening some pearls of wisdom or some tips and inspiration to help you this month or this week or whenever you're listening to this. Hopefully it'll help you forevermore, this advice. But balance is something I have definitely strived for years, and definitely something I haven't felt in balance with for years. And whether that's physical health, whether that's emotional health or spirituality, you know, it's always important to look at mind, body and spirit. It's always important to look at all three as a whole. And actually, it's not just how you feel, but are you embracing and embodying that balance in all three areas, and all areas of your life, of course. And also looking at things like work-life balance as well. And I definitely will admit that was my downfall. But the last 6 months, I've been great, guys. I had my ass kicked into gear. I've been great. And I do feel like it has been some of the most powerfulest work I've done. The powerfulest work for manifestations, the most powerfulest work in terms of how I feel, emotional balance, physical health balance, and spiritual balance as well. And you know, in my book Positively Wealthy, I talk about feeling positively wealthy in all areas of your life, which really, if we break it down, is balance, right? Is feeling balanced and fulfilled in each area of your life. And I think, you know, over the last year, it's been hard for everybody, because our balance has kind of been knocked a lot, and we've had to then rebalance into that new world. And now we're having to rebalance kind of as we hopefully come out of this lockdown for good. And I feel like a lot of people's lives have been brought into the forefront of where balance did not exist before, or was, you know, off balance. And 2020 was really the year of balance, right? That 2020 vision was divine balance, of bringing everything into balance. And although collectively we have a long way to go still, you know, I think we can all agree that over the last year, balance has been the forefront of our lives and what we've been kind of called to look at. I know definitely for myself, that is true. Health balance and life balance, work-life balance. And I feel that so often we come out of balance and we don't necessarily always know how to rebalance. And it feels like we must always put our energy into one thing. Oh, then the other thing's unbalanced. Oh, now I need to pull my energy back and like balance the other thing. And, you know, I really always look at balance like those Libra scales of it's just balancing the scales. It's not that you have to do one thing over another. It's not that one thing suffers over another if you put your energy into something else. And that's what I really want to talk about today as well, is a lot of the time in my client sessions when I'm like, literally, because I had to do this to myself, forcing my clients to take time off or resting to find that balance. If they're more in that masculine energy like I am naturally, the fears come up of like, well, what happens if this happens? And, you know, and I think fear attached to balance is a very real thing, because the limiting beliefs and fears that, you know, I think collectively we hold, but also on a personal level we hold around balance, stop us from maybe embracing that balance more. And I've spoken about this before, but my mantra of Emma does less, Emma attracts more over the last year started off as a joke. It started off as a joke, I guess, in business terms, but actually ended up being a massive mantra, which I really embody now, of actually by bringing that divine balance into my life, I don't have to do as much, but I attract more because I'm coming from that balanced place. So really that mantra again, and please feel free to use that. I'm saying to everybody, it's a great mantra, work with it. Especially if you're like an overdoer like me, or more in their masculine energy, it is really important to come from that balanced place. And not only does it positively benefit your well-being, your mindset, you know, how you feel within yourself, but when you come from that balanced, aligned place, everything else falls into place, man. Like everything else falls into place because you are coming from that balanced place. And I think so often we search externally for balance or fulfillment or whatever it is of like, oh, well, you know, when that happens, that'd be great. When it's like, actually, check yourself before you wreck yourself here. Take a step back and come back into yourself. If you balance yourself, nothing on the external matters. And that doesn't, and that's definitely not toxic positivity. That's definitely not bypassing here of like, oh, nothing will ever be able to knock you again. Like, we're human. Things are going to happen. But it's more of a case of when you focus consistently and focus often on making sure that you're feeling balanced, when anything that comes along that could potentially knock you off balance, you are able to and more equipped to deal with that. Like it's the Esther and Jerry Hicks scale here, emotional scale, of you're not going to go plummeting down that emotional scale, and you're not, you know, when you raise your vibes, go plummeting up the scale to come crashing back down. It's more about that balance and that consistency, that stability, that sustainability, so that you are more equipped and more emotionally and physically equipped as well, and spiritually, to deal with these things. And, you know, I think it's about allowing ourselves to rest as well. Like this is a big, big topic of do we give ourselves permission to truly rest? Of, you know, I know that it's so easy to feel like we must always be switched on. We always must be doing something. And it's like actually to really bring in that balance, like what I've been doing is doing less, resting more, doing less, honoring what my soul and body needs. And from that, that balance has come. And from that, more abundance has come, even though it's kind of like counterintuitive of like, wait, you're doing less, but more is happening. Yes, 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 yes. And I think so many people are scared of taking that step back or creating the space or putting less energy into something and putting more energy into another area because they're like, oh, but it might lose momentum, it might lose this. And it's like, actually trust the universe a little bit more. Trust yourself and trust the universe a little bit more, because really, did the universe, like, you know, really get you to this place to be like, oh, sorry, you took some time off, so therefore, oh, you've got to do it all over again? No. The universe does not work like that. And if you believe that, guess what? The universe is going to serve it. Law of attraction right at you there. So it's more about remembering that if you believe you're supported and you trust you're supported, you will be. If you don't, you don't, you know. But equally, the universe is always supporting us, whether we truly believe that or not. The universe is always holding and supporting us. It's just responding to our vibration. So really look at the limiting beliefs and fears underneath that, of if you're resonating with this and that fear, look at the limiting beliefs or fears underneath that of why you feel that things would maybe take a step back, or, you know, not be so abundant or whatever if you do rest, or if you did take a week off, or if you did put your energy into something else for a little while. Like, look at what is underneath that, because that's the key here of when you can address that, you're gonna get to the secret. You're gonna get to the place where you can then be like, actually, now I've worked upon that, I can take that step back. I can give myself permission to rest. I can give myself permission to create that balance in my life. And I think balance is something we all strive for. Work-life balance, harmonious balance, divine balance. You look at divine masculine and divine feminine energy as well, which we all have within us. All of that is balance, and everything is always bringing everything into balance. And although you can have a week where you like nail balance and you feel really balanced and you're like, yes, there may be some weeks you feel off balance, and there may be some weeks that you are really struggling to strive for that balance. And that's not a bad thing, because it's coming back to yourself and reminding yourself of you have the tools to be able to do this. Not every day, not every week is going to feel fantastic. We have collective energy, we have soul essence, we have a lot of things that go on in the world, right? The world is a very interesting place to be right now for all of us souls. So we can never truly, you know, we can have periods of utter balance and utter bliss and utter harmony, but it's about recognizing that when things maybe don't feel like that, or you feel like you've been knocked off your balance, it's not a bad thing. It's simply a reminder to come back to that balance, come back to that divine balance. And the only, and I truly stress this, the only way you can do that is by coming back to yourself. The balance you seek in the outside is the balance you need within you. The balance you seek on the outside is the balance you need within you. And again, it's looking at, you know, things like, are you feeling too attached? Are you struggling to surrender and let go? Are you balanced and living in the present moment, or swaying between the past and the future and future tripping or past tripping? So only you can answer what that balance looks like. But from somebody who has cultivated balance for, well, primarily for years, but you know, actually nailing it in the last 6 to 8 months, you know, for me, it has been massively transformational for my life, where those shifts and step forwards I've wanted have appeared because I've brought myself into balance. They have appeared because I've created the space with balance. They have appeared because I have emotionally come into balance, spiritually, physically, and spiritually, physically, and emotionally. There we go. There's the mind, body, spirit there. So it's looking at all of them. And, you know, for me, as I've said on this podcast before, over Christmas, over November, my hormones and my health definitely got brought into the forefront with balance. And although most of my hormones are balanced, there is a tiny little one that needs some TLC. It's nothing serious. It's literally simply fixable. But it's a game of balancing, right? That's all it is. And my body was reacting in like crazy ways. Even though it was like, well, it's just that. And it's like, yeah, but seriously, like my body was like, balance, woman, balance. And we're going to show you how to balance with this imbalance. So not only did I have an emotional imbalance, a health imbalance, but, you know, spiritually that has a knock-on effect as well, where I was feeling out of balance, you know, in myself and in life and needing that. So really, I encourage you all to look at those three elements, those three layers of mind, body, spirit, of is your health in balance? Is your emotional health in balance? And is your life in balance? Look at the areas of your life. Are there any areas that you don't feel positively wealthy in right now? Are there any areas that you feel you need to incorporate or maybe put some focus on to bring balance? And it's all very well having the intention of bringing balance in and, you know, looking at balance and saying, yep, I definitely need to do that. But only you are the person who can give yourself permission to take the action you need to take to bring that balance in, whether it's doing something for your health or diet. Maybe it's, you know, you've been putting something off, so doing that. Maybe it is doing some healing, or, you know, working with somebody to look at that emotional balance, or, you know, prioritizing self-care, self-love, etc. With your spiritual side, maybe it's balancing and prioritizing your spiritual practices. Maybe it's you don't feel grounded, so you need to do some more grounded practices to bring that balance between above and below, you know, the groundedness and the spiritness. So only, you know, the world is full of balance. The world is, well, it's a big statement. The world is full of balance. I wish it was, but the world is full of polarities, which we bring into balance. And if we look at the yin, the yang, the darkness, the light, the polarities, they're very like oppositions, right? everybody's like, oh, they're oppositions, when actually it's bringing them into balance. The yin and the yang is balance. It's not separation. It's balance. And it's incorporating the shadow, of course, and the darkness as such, which is the shadow, nothing to be feared of, with the light, with the happiness, and knowing that actually by sometimes leaning into the very things that we don't want to, or we've been avoiding, which may feel like the shadow side of things, or may feel uncomfortable, or may feel like inner work, that actually that's the very way you bring yourself into balance, because you're addressing it, you're balancing the scales. And, you know, if you look at your relationships, for example, are you filling other people's cups? And are you filling yours? Is the balance of the cups balanced?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Or are you giving more than you're giving yourself? And maybe it's that mirror of looking at, okay, where do I feel out of balance? And mirror that to yourself and say, how can I give myself that balance and take that action? Because only we are the only ones who can create that balance. Free will here. We are the only ones who can create that balance. And it always has to start with you. You go first, the universe meets you. The universe matches you. And when you manifest from a place of balance, think about how balanced those desires are going to be and how aligned those desires are going to be, because you are coming from that balanced place as well. So not only does this massively, you know, positively impact mind, body, and spirit and you and your life, which is, you know, important, that I would say like that's a very good thing, it also positively impacts your manifestations as well, where you're able to see shifts and see changes because you're coming from that balanced place. You see new desires come in, new abundance, because you are from an aligned, balanced place. So instead of maybe some of the counteractive energies that you might have been putting out, whether it was limiting beliefs and fears, whether it was like, you know, you've wanted to manifest, I don't know, something in your work life, but maybe you've put more focus into your personal life and you actually need to maybe switch it and put a little bit more time and energy into your work. And maybe that's why that money manifestation isn't happening, or whatever the work goal is. Even that, like, it's switching that balance, because when you can align yourself and balance and feel that calm and peace and balance within you, you've nailed life. You've nailed life. That is the secret. And we'll have those moments where we feel on top of that mountain and we're like, yeah, I'm so zen and I'm so balanced. And like, yes, this is the best thing ever and life's amazing. And then we're going to have those days where we're like, I've just fallen down the mountain. Ouch, that hurt. Oh my God, what happened? I thought I was balanced. I thought I was all good. And then it's bringing it back and saying, right, what has tipped that scale? What has made me feel like I've fallen down that mountain? What's happened here? How can I bring that focus back to myself? And how can I bring this back to me and my mind, body, and spirit? What needs to be balanced here to feel that inner peace? Because really, you know, if you look at some of the greatest spiritual teachers out there, whether they're Buddhists, whether they're monks, whether they are, you know, Deepak Chopra, all of these kind of, you know, all these legendary spiritual folk who talk about balance and peace, they talk about more often than none the inner balance. Because remember, the inner reflects the outer always. So when I said you must go first, that's the inner journey. You must inner balance to receive the outer balance. So a lot of teachings will say about how really nothing on the outside should affect you. And again, easier said than done. And I think it's important to witness that we live in a very busy world. We're not Tibetan monks sat in a monastery who can meditate for 18 hours a day. And sometimes that sounds very appealing, right? We do live in a multifaceted world where it's busy and it's complex and there's a lot going on, and we have to navigate all of these things and navigate life's uncertainties and blessings and lessons and real life human stuff, right? We have to navigate all of that. So with that comes that awareness of actually, we probably are going to fall down that mountain sometimes, and it may be subtle. We may not even see it until we're like, oh, ouch, yeah, definitely not balanced again. And it's more about having that awareness of like, okay, when we're feeling out of balance, what can we do to bring that balance back in? And it's looking at your fight or flight response. Because if we look at it, when we feel off balance, it's our immune system, our system reacting and saying, hey, I am not happy right now. So we get the signs first in our body, whether it's feeling funky, whether it's feeling low, whether it's feeling anxious or stressed. That's our body's response to the imbalance of emotional body and spirit. That's our first sort of indication, that fight or flight. So really it's about bringing the immune response down first, back into that calm place, because, you know, you don't want to stress your body out. That's, you know, that creates the problems. So again, like looking at, and you know, for me, I definitely know that I suffered with chronic stress for the last few years, not because I'm a crazy hard worker, just because of life. Like, yes, I am a hard worker, but I love everything I do. And I threw myself into work, but the chronic stress came from other areas. And for me, I know that my immune response and the reason why my body acted out in the way it did was because it was trying to get my attention and say, hey, this is not normal. You need to calm your nervous system. You need to deal with all this internal stuff. Like, you cannot be like stressing and feeling all this anxiety. Like, it's not good for your nervous system, the immune system, all of it. So first of all, you have to regulate that, because that gives you then the calmer response to process the emotional and the spiritual side of things. So great things to do if you're feeling like that is emotional freedom technique, EFT, tapping, because it, you know, relieves the stuck and stagnant energy from your meridian points, which may be affecting that feeling within you of, oh my gosh, I'm feeling imbalanced. So using EFT can be a powerful way to shift emotions quickly. So you guys know how much I love Brad Yates. He's come on this podcast. He's over on YouTube, and just type in EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping. And there are thousands of amazing videos on there from Brad, of every emotion you can think about. So I definitely would do something practical like that. Breathing exercises, breath work, meditation. Again, simple, powerful ways to regulate the nervous system, regulate the immune system, and to again bring yourself back into your body and stop the fight or flight response. Because again, this is why we feel that uneasiness. Grounding, another powerful way to bring the nervous system back into balance of get outside, get your feet on some grass, go for a walk, breathe in fresh air. Like, again, another powerful way. The breath is so powerful, and we underestimate it of a lot of the time when we're feeling that nervous system response of anxiety or whatever, or fight or flight, is because we're not breathing properly. So even just coming back into your body, placing your hand on your heart and breathing and taking deep, deep breaths. And I love a good lion's breath. Yoga with Adrian has taught me how to do lion's breath, and I love lion's breath. It looks a bit silly, but it's great for releasing energy and great for letting it out and releasing. So breath work, absolutely look into yoga, another great way to ground yourself in your body, shift energy, move yourself back into your body, and calm the nervous system as well. So I would really suggest looking at those for, or using those in your kind of spiritual toolkit as such, when you are feeling that initial like, oh shit, I'm feeling it, I need to really like calm myself here and bring myself back in my body. Those are your go-tos. And then you look at the emotional side of things of like, okay, what emotions are being triggered up by this? How am I feeling? What is the core emotion here? Or what is making me feel this way? Like, is it a situation? Is it a person? Is it an emotion that's being triggered? Is it a memory that's being triggered? So look at the emotional side of the body then, because you come from a much more grounded place at that point where you're able to witness and process rather than doing that whilst you've still got the body's nervous system response, which is just not going to help at all because you're feeling that, oh. Whereas when you're feeling calmer and more grounded, you're able to then say, right, now how do I feel? What is that emotion that's there? How is my emotional body feeling? And how best can I process this now? So sit with it. Sit with it and witness. Allow it to move through you as it's meant to. Do the inner work if you feel called to. If there's something you're like, yep, I really need to look at that, or maybe do some journaling upon it. Maybe work with someone if it is particularly persisting or it's becoming, particularly triggering for you. Always deal with that hands-on. Always deal with it. Yes, you can move it through you. Yes, allow yourself to feel and witness and allow yourself to go into it to feel it if it feels safe to. But also as well, it's important to deal with it. It's important to take action as well to create that balance in the emotional body. And then finally, you look at the spiritual body and you say, right, are my chakras balanced? Do I need to do anything in my energetic body, like chakras, and aligning those? Do I need to look at my spiritual practice and the balance that maybe needs to be had there? So I always go with body first, emotional body, then spiritual body. Whether that's right or wrong, who knows? But that's what works for me. And that's what I feel with my clients is the most effective as well. Because we always need to ground back into our body first, because we are in our bodies, right? And that then helps the emotional process. And then once you've worked with the emotional process, it then helps the spiritual process because you're able to look at it from that elevated, almost higher perspective, not that immediate triggered response where the body is like, ah, panic, 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 fight or flight. You're coming from a more grounded space where balance is easier to cultivate. And you already feel the balance within your body, so you're already one step there. So I really want to challenge you to look at balance this week of how you're handling balance in your life, how you're managing balance, how you're incorporating and embodying balance this week. Because I think a lot of us are, yeah, we've got balance. Yeah, it's all good. But actually, do you? Do you have divine balance? Are your divine masculine and divine feminine energies in balance? Do you feel balanced in your chakras? Like, go through everything, go through every area of your life and your physical, emotional, and spiritual body. Are you feeling balanced? And work with that. And this is something you need to check in with every now and again. This is something that, again, is not a do once and you're clean job. It's you need to shower regularly with this. It's a you need to look at this when you do feel like you've rolled down that hill and you're not at the top of the hill feeling like best life yet. Whoop, whoop, living my best life. Like everything's amazing. Like it's amazing when we're at that space, but also we need to witness when we're not at that space and look at what needs to come into balance to be able to feel more consistently in balance and to be able to, you know, to be able to just handle all of what life brings our way, blessings and lessons, right? And like I said, when we come into that inner balance, the outer balance has to follow. It's the law of attraction. It just is. So when you are manifesting and coming from that balanced space, your desires are going to be balanced too. They're going to feel good, be balanced, and it's going to be a more enjoyable process for you as well. So if you're thinking like, oh, why is this not manifesting? Or, you know, whatever, like, are you in balance? Are you too attached? Do you need to actually bring that balance in by detaching and truly surrendering and letting go? Are you feeling imbalanced because you're not giving yourself enough self-love and self-care? Are you feeling imbalanced because your work-life balance is not balanced whatsoever? Look at it honestly, look at it authentically, and answer for yourself where that balance needs to come in, because when you do the work, you're going to feel happier, it's going to support your mind, body, spirit, and think about your manifestations as well. They're going to feel balanced, they're going to feel aligned, and they're going to be able to flow because you are flowing and you're not resisting. And when we're unbalanced, we're resisting something. It's not always like, you know, we're resisting our desires. It's not that at all. You could be resisting the very rest you need to have because of a limiting belief or fear. You could be resisting the rest that you need, you know, you need to have because you feel like it's unproductive or whatever. You're like, actually, I could just push through this. So actually give yourself permission. Give yourself that permission slip this week to do whatever action and physical thing you need to do to bring that balance into fruition. Set the intention and walk the talk. Balance is all about walking the talk. You cannot sit there and just say, I want to feel balance in my life, but do nothing to cultivate it. You must walk your talk with this. So set your intention, whatever it may be, and walk the talk. Take the action to bring that divine balance into your life this week, because it will serve you in so many beautiful ways and serve your desires and manifestations as well. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast episode. I hope it has really served you, and I hope it's given you some good tools and tips to help you when you're feeling in that nervous response space. Maybe if you're feeling imbalanced this week, or maybe you just needed that helpful reminder to take that action and bring that balance in. I hope this has really served you, and please do let me know over on Instagram at I am Emma Mumford, or over in my private Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, what your thoughts are on balance too. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.